what was the inspiration for the Rainforest Festival?
Well, actually, it was Karen and Dillman and I talking about a new festival that they started in Cordova last year called the Fungus Festival, celebrating lichens and mushrooms and the like. And we thought about, could we do that? Should we do that down here? But we decided to expand it to all kinds of things celebrating the rainforest. So plants and animals and fish and fungus, of course, berries.
Give us an overview.
Let's see. So we've got a couple big events going on Thursday and Friday evening. And then we have nature walks guided by both folks from here in town and people who've come in from out of town going on Saturday and Sunday during the day, as well as some craft activities, both for kids and adults, going on Saturday day and Sunday day. And then a couple of workshops by Sonia Kukel from Cooperative Extension in Juneau, and those are also happening on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
People will be hearing this interview Thursday, tonight, and so talk about what's coming up first, though, this presentation by an ethnobotanist who anyone who's looked at sort of the standard book on plants of the Pacific Northwest, one of the authors of that book will be there to talk about the uses of the many plants in the Tongass. Talk about that.
Right. Nancy Turner is an ethnobotanist from the University of Victoria in British Columbia, and if you have the Plants of the Pacific Northwest, which is the red binded book that we all use when I'm out in the forest anyway, there are usage notes at the bottom of every single plant talking about historic ways that these plants have been used. And she was the person who wrote all of that, so she's done extensive research in that area. And she's going to give a talk on what she's seen, and she's focused on British Columbia mostly, so she's kind of excited to come up to Southeast Alaska and see what's going on there. She'll give a talk on that on Thursday night, starting at 6:30, and a couple other of our visiting folks will also be giving sort of shorter talks that evening. Paul Hennin, who's a forest pathologist, and he looks at sort of how forests grow and decay. He'll give a brief talk, as well as Mary Stensvold, who is a botanist and a fern specialist. She'll give a short talk on Thursday night as well. Both of those two will also be leading, and actually Nancy Turner as well, will be leading then more specific walks on Saturday or Sunday.
Also Thursday night, talk about what the sharing circle is.
Well, as we were thinking about putting this Rainforest Festival on, we realized we're bringing in folks from out of town, and we're tapping on the people that we think are experts in town, but there's an incredible amount of knowledge out there, and the people that live here and have lived here for a long time know even better than we do what the uses are of the forest. And so we're hoping that we can just have a circle where people will talk about how they use the forest, or maybe their stories about, or why the berries and the fish and the plants that grow on the forest are important to them. And Nancy Turner will lead that discussion, because that's part of what her work is as an ethnobotanist, is understanding how people use the plants that grow around them. Friday night is the Rainforest Gala, and we're having a community potluck, which has been a long time, thought of mine, how fun to celebrate all the things that you can harvest off of the forest. And so, bring anything that you like, something from your garden, something that you've harvested from the forest, something that you've bought from the grocery store. It's anything goes, but if you have something that you've gotten off the rainforest, then that's extra cool, and we'll have a potluck that evening. The Fiddleheads will perform, and then we'll have the Wild Berry Cook-Off, which will be, and this is limited to just wild Alaska berries, and we're going to have five prizes, four categories. There's the best pie, the best jam or jelly, the best other baked good, the best item brought by somebody 16 and under, and then we'll have a People's Choice Award. So you'll get to vote on your favorite berry dish. So you're welcome to bring a berry-related dish for the general potluck if you don't want to enter the contest, but if you've got something extra special that you think is a winner, bring it, and we'll enter it in the Wild Berry Cook-Off.
On Saturday, coming up during the festival, there's the Ferns of the Rainforest Walk. That's at Sandy Beach Shelter in the morning. That's Mary Stensvold, the botanist.
Yep.
Preserving Your Harvest. Talk about that at the A&B Hall.
Yeah, that's Sonia Kukel from Cooperative Extension in Juneau, and she's going to be talking about all the different ways that you could preserve your berries, your fish, your seaweed. She'll be talking about all kinds of different preservation methods. Then on Sunday morning, Sonia will get specifically into canning fish. And so a specific talk or specific workshop on that topic Sunday morning.
along with the plant walk with Nancy Turner, that ethnobotanist you mentioned, there's also a Make a Fairy Garden nature craft.
Yeah, the public library has gotten involved. We're very excited. They're doing a storytelling session where they'll be reading stories based on our rainforest. And then they're doing a nature craft project for kids, and they're going to take things that are found out in the rainforest and make them into a fairy garden for you to put on your shelf.
That's in the afternoon on Saturday. And then there's the Fungus of the Rainforest Walk. If anyone's ever wondered about what those mushrooms are that they're stepping on, or whether they see that look pretty interesting or weird, are they edible or not? Coming up in the afternoon on Saturday at 3.
Yeah, we've got several experts in looking at fungus from a lot of different perspectives, because Karen Dillman from here in town is a lichen expert, so she'll be talking about lichens. And then Paul Hennin, who I mentioned, will be there to talk about sort of the decaying fungus that you see in the forest. And then Emil Tucker and Joe Stratman, who are both edible mushroom hunters, will be talking about how you look at mushrooms and how you identify which ones are edible.
And there's also storytelling, kids storytelling at the library. Is it going to be focused on forest stories?
Yeah, I think they've mentioned it's a Mother Goose of Alaska and a story about blueberries that they have lined up for that.
All right. And then on Sunday, starts off with some birding.
Yeah. Brad Hunter will be leading a walk starting at the Hungry Point Trailhead, which is kind of behind the ball field by the new skate ramp, for a couple hours on Sunday morning. Hopefully we'll see some birds there. And then Mary Clemens, a little bit later on at 11, will do a muskeg walk. I forgot to mention, we wanted to do some nature walks geared specifically towards kids. And so we've got those going on both Friday afternoon after school at 3 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Joni Johnson, who's the new high school biology teacher, will be leading kids' nature walks up at the nature boardwalk at the end of Dolphin Street by the elementary school.
How do you make dye out of mushrooms? That's the last event here on Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
You know, I am not a fiber expert, but Dorothy Beebe is, and she was actually in Cordova last weekend doing the same workshop at their fungus festival, and then through the Forest Service, we were able to bring her down here as well. And if you want to look down in the window at the Marine Advisory Program, there's some samples of the beautiful colors that she's created out of mushrooms. I know Chris and Karen went out a few days ago and found some good mushrooms from around here that you'll be able to use to make dyes out of, so we're excited about that one.